You've got off to the races on my 96.7 FM WTLR at AM 1270. We certainly appreciate you joining us also online at my967.net, where you can also catch the archives if you miss the live version of this program. But we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. We've got a big show coming up here this morning. Kenny Livingood, the track announcer of Northfield Park, is going to join us. And why is he joining us? Because tonight's another big night at Northfield Park. The Ohio Fair Finals tonight. 8 divisions for the 2-year-old fillies, 2-year-old males, trotters, and pacers going for $50,000 each. Plus, of course, the main event, the Grade 3 Courageous Lady tonight, featuring Jughead winner in her return to Ohio Rodeo Drive there. She's got some competition, though. Odds on Chesapeake has got 4. The Ohio Sire Stakes wins to her credit, including the Nadia Lobel and a winner of one of the eliminations of the Jughead, an Ohio Breeders' Champion, and Ohio Sire Stakes Champion Prolific Fire throwing her hat in the ring as well. That is going to be a fantastic race. So we're going to talk to Kenny Livingood in segment 2 about all the action coming up tonight at Northfield Park. Also, Keith Gisser joining the program, part owner of one of the great success stories here in as far as Ohio breds are concerned. He is part owner of Buckeye Stallion Series champion 3-year-old filly pacer Our Honor Defend. What a great story she is, coming up from knocking down fences as a yearling all the way to being a Buckeye Stallion Series champion. And we're going to talk to part owner Keith Gisser about her story, one you're not going to want to miss. Let's thank our fine folks that make this show possible. The Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. The Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center, they've got caring down to a science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. A couple of quick notes before we visit with Kenny Livingood. The Buckeye Classic Sale completes. The 11th annual Buckeye Classic Yearling Sale wrapped up on Tuesday, October 7th, and it was held at the Champion Center Expo in Springfield, and it featured 253 yearlings. A total of 242 of them were sold, grossing $2.57 million and averaging $10,634. Topping the session, an in-range colt consigned by Trackside Farm for Leon Troyer, with Ryan Stahl signing the ticket for $60,000. Respectable son, there was hip number 209. So some great happenings at the Buckeye Classic Sale complete. And I'll tell you what, that just goes to show how great and healthy the sport of harness racing is here in the state of Ohio. So congratulations to everybody that participated in the Buckeye Classic Sale. Also, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is hosting a photo contest for the cover of the 2026 Ohio Standardbred Stallion Directory and OHHA Membership Directory. They're looking for pictures of foals by a registered Ohio stallion. Submit all photos to publications at OHHA.com no later than November 14th, and you can win a $250 gift card. More information, go to ustrotting.com. When we come back, it's Kenny Livingood, the announcer at Northfield Park. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
And we are back on Off to the Races. You've got my 96.7 FM, WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by the track announcer of Northfield Park, Kenny Livingood. Kenny had a big chance to see some great racing action last week with the finals of the Buckeye Stallion Series. And now coming up tonight, we've got another big night at Northfield Park, the Grade 3 Courageous Lady for the three-year-old Philly Paces, with $125,000 on the line, and fair finals tonight as well, with $50,000 on the line for the 2 and 3 year old Pacers and Trotters. So some great action at Northfield Park coming up here tonight.
Great racing all around. We're giving away a lot of money. You know, eight finals for $50,000. So there's $400,000 there, and then $125,000 in the Courageous Lady. So. Not only that, we also, speaking of the Courageous Lady, we also have our ladies driving tour that kind of got put together. So we're going to have two divisions of that. We have 17 ladies. Everybody's got it, you know, everybody gets one drive. So super cool to be a part of that as well and help put that together on top of having all the stakes races to accompany that.
All right, some great action. We'll talk about that in a moment. Let's focus a little bit on last Saturday, where you had the finals of the Buckeye Stallion Series going for purses of $75,000, all the finals for the 2 and 3 year old male and female Pacers and Trotters. First of all, I want to talk about a horse that I believe you picked on the pregame show, and a horse we're going to talk about more in depth a little bit later on in our show, and that is Our Honor Defend. Now, this was a horse... I'm kind of kicking myself, Kenny, to be quite honest, because from a gambling point of view, I watched her last race. I was there in Delaware, and I thought she was absolutely huge from post number 8. She was in my back bet back notes, and of course, you know, come that Saturday Stallion Series, I kind of fluffed it off, had other things to do, and then she pops at a nice big mutual.
Yeah, that was one of those races where if you didn't see the replay, I feel like you didn't know exactly what happened. The charted line makes it look like she just didn't do anything, and not that the chart caller did anything wrong, because technically she didn't look like she did a lot. But if you watch the replay, you know, Case tried to get off the rail because the horse in the pocket got buried, or the horse in the pocket was stopping, I mean, and he got buried and tried to come to the outside, and then he ends up following a first over horse that stops in his face, and then he tries to tip four wide, and there was a horse there he couldn't get out. So then when he shook free in the stretch, he flies and just misses the photo for third. And then calling her the last time she was at Northfield, there was a horse in that race that was named Queen of Fear that drew outside of her Buckeye night. But she almost got to her in the stretch, and she was first over from like fourth or fifth for almost the entire second lap with like a 28-2 last quarter. So I know she can, you know, roll late in the mile, and she had a good post where, you know, I knew she would need to get a little lucky. I don't know if she's quite as talented as maybe a couple of the ones that were in there. And she would need to get a little lucky, but she did. She almost got stuck again. But when she got to the outside, she flew, and she beat her stablemate right on the money as kind of the other Scott Betts trainee in there, but he goes 1-2. So that was a thrilling way to end the 8 championships. That was the best race of the night, and the closest finish we had. So that was a perfect way to end it all.
Yeah, it certainly was. Another horse I want to talk about was in race number 9. In the 2-year-old Colton Gelding Trot, a horse by the name of Tom Largo. Now, he was a big favorite, 10 cents on the dollar, but he went on to win that race by 8 lengths. And this is a horse that I thought has really been performing very well, obviously, throughout the entire season. And that was really kind of the icing on the cake for that 2-year-old.
He won, come off a 10-length win at Delaware, and then comes here. And he was obviously the horse to beat, 10 cents on the dollar, like you said, 1-9. He didn't disappoint. He got to the front. A couple horses broke behind him, but Lems was really never asking him at any point in that mile. He was very comfortable all the way, and another 8-9 length score. So, you know, a nice horse for the Scott Cox Barn and Chris Lems. And it's nice to see some local connections, guys that you see every week you have success on the big stage.
Now, the three-year-old Colt Pace, a little bit of an upset, is Cruising Zone, the big favorite in that race, from the rail for a trainer, Annette Lorenzen, making a break right at the little bit after the word go. And unique catch from post position number seven for a trainer, Darren Harvey, and driver Aaron Merriman came from off the pace to win, and which I thought was a thrilling race because Fly High Cruiser, the second-place finisher in that race, came from well off the pace as well.
Three-year-old Colt Pacers just never seem to disappoint with racing, whether it's Sire Stakes, Buckeyes, Fairs. They just always seem to be competitive, and that race didn't disappoint. That horse, Unique Catch, you know, he started his career, or started his three-year-old season so well. Michael Carter, our good buddy, actually was, you know, telling us, this horse is going to go to the Milstein. This horse is going to go to the Milstein. I mean, he was so sharp his first couple of starts in April and May, and then the form just went sour for whatever reason. He had a tough summer, but he got going right before that Buckeye with a couple of wins, and then you pick up Aaron Merriman, who certainly knows how to win races at Northfield Park, and that horse finished strongly, and he went off 10 or 11 to 1, so great return on him.
Visiting with Northfield Park track announcer Kenny Livingood. Kenny, any other performances from a Buckeye Stallion Series night that kind of caught your eye?
You know what? They were all good. Off the top of my head, we kind of touched on the two most impressive ones, I think, were Unique Catch, An Hour on a Defend with off-the-pace rallies. Obviously, Tom Largo was one of the best on the front. The two-year-old, I believe it was two-year-old Philly Trot, when Annette Lorenzen had four, that ended up being a pretty good race as well. And the name is slipping my mind off the top of my head, but you know, we call so many races, it's okay to forget a name once in a while.
Oh, absolutely. Kenny, let's talk a little bit about tonight. Action aplenty, 6 o'clock tonight, the post time. You've got the Ohio Fair Finals coming up tonight, $50,000 each for their respective divisions. And, of course, the Grade 3 Courageous Lady for the three-year-old Philly Paces, $125,000 on the line. We'll start about the talking about the Fair Finals. Actually, at the time of this interview, the race haven't been drawn yet, but I know that you've had a chance to attend several fairs. Any horses that that you've seen at the fairs that are going to be competing tonight come to mind?
Yeah, well, our good friend, announcer friend Roger Houston's horse, I know he kind of gets some publicity just because Roger owns him and he's always talking about him, but that horse has been incredible on the fairs. 9 or 10 wins. I think he's third in points for the fairs. He's been stellar. The only thing is that he does, you have to hold your breath a little bit. He's thrown in a couple breaks. He actually broke Buckeye Knight in the final there, and you know, he ended up finishing third. He raced well after the break. He, you know, after you're losing ground and stuff, he's given up 15-20 lengths and came on to be third. So if he stays flat this week, he would be, you know, obviously post draw matters. If he has post eight, then this might go out the window. But if he, you know, draws anything 6-5-4 in there and you know, minds his manners in that opening turn, because that's when his issues have been early on in the races, I wouldn't be shocked at all if he finds the winner's circle, because he has been razor sharp on the fair circuit.
Of course, we're talking about Eckerd Hill Brady, I believe, had a chance to see him at Delaware, Ohio as well. Courageous Lady tonight, Grade 3. This has been one of the signature races at Northfield Park for quite some time. It's good to see it get graded status by the grading committee. Another stellar field tonight.
We have the Jughead winner coming back, Rodeo Drive Deo. Excited to see what she does, and she's obviously, people have seen her on the Grand Circuit event racing. You know, she's kind of had her foe Mickey and Minnie throughout all of her campaign, but she's been good. And you know, she's coming off the Jughead win, so she won the biggest race in Ohio of late, you know, not counting Sire Stakes. And then you have horses like Odds on Chesapeake for Virgil Morgan, who have, you know, she puts in a bad race, first, second, almost every start. And then a horse that I'm kind of excited to see is Poppygrad for Steve Carter. I don't know if there's a horse that could start a campaign better as a two-year-old than she did last year. You know, she's only made 6 starts this year. It looks like she got a little bit of a late start and then only raced 3 times and then was sidelined for 2 more months. So they've had some issues with her. It looks like keeping her healthy, but this is her 3rd start off the bench. She might be coming at the right time.
Thank you very much, Kenny Livingood, the fine track announcer at Northfield Park. We expect some very good calls here tonight. Ohio Fair Finals, if you are in the area, of Northfield, Ohio tonight. Make sure you visit the racetrack. Ohio Fair Finals, 8 finals going for $50,000 each. And, of course, the main event, the Grand Three, Courageous Lady, for $125,000. Once again, make sure you attend. If you can't attend the racetrack, make sure you watch on your ATW or visit an off-track wagering facility. When we come back, Keith Gisser and a great story about Buckeye Stallion Series 3-year-old Philly Pacing Champion, Our Honor the Finn. Back in a flash.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And we're back on Off to the Races. You've got by 96.7 FM, WDLR, AM 1270. And, well, we're joined by a guy that I just spent about 4 or 5 days with on the air here on these very airwaves, the one, the only, Keith Gisser. Keith, you're part owner of a fantastic Philly Pacer and now a Buckeye Stallion Series champion, Our Honor the Finn. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Was it only 4 or 5 days? It seemed like about 2 weeks, not because of the company, but just because we were doing 20 races a day.
Yeah, that was certainly it was a testament to our stamina, so to speak. But, you know, listen, I'm a guilty pleasure because, you know, as we did the broadcast for Delaware, Ohio, and the races leading up to the Jugette and the Jug, you know, and we kind of learned each other's handicapping tendencies. And, of course, you know how big I am on replays. Our Honor the Fend went right to my bet back list immediately after her race in Delaware, considering how she finished and how she raced and all the traffic trouble that she had.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because she just – We've been calling her Rodney Dangerfield. She doesn't get any respect. You know, she puts in work every single week. We didn't know we were going to get there with her. I'll tell you some of those stories here in a minute. But you know, she does good work, especially late in the mile, every single week. She rarely throws in a bad effort, and she never gets bet. She's had 3 races at Northfield in the Stallion Series. She's been over 20-1 in all 3 of them, and she's been second, second, and first.
Yeah, that's a horse you definitely like to back parimutuel-wise. But, you know, let's go back earlier in her career. And, you know, I was reading some of the Facebook posts from Andrew Coulter Bentz about, you know, the early days of this horse. And she's quite a fascinating story.
Yeah, so she was bred by Ohio State ATI, Agricultural Technical Institute. They have an equine studies program there. And among the things that they do is they stand a couple of stallions and they breed standardbred horses and they sell them. It happens to be the sire of Our Honor the Finn, Lost in Time, is a horse that Andy Betts and his brothers raised and trained. So come yearling sale time, she goes to the Buckeye Classic sale, and Ty Bates, who trained for a factional group called the Cedar Point Beach Racing, bought this filly for $8,000. At the time, she was called ATI Lost in the Dance. And her name got changed to Our Honor the Finn because John Cahill, who runs the program, is a huge Ohio State guy. So Our Honor Defend comes through Ohio State's fight song. Ty is pretty much a county fair guy. He does race at the raceway sometimes. And this filly just simply did not like the county fair. She unseated her driver on her first start. She just,
did everything wrong. I mean, she made some money. She did win a race, but she just wasn't doing it at the county fairs. And in her second last race as a two-year-old, she went to Delaware, and she finished fourth, but she paced in 157.3, which for a two-year-old filly is not bad. She came back 2 weeks later at Dayton at the Montgomery County Fair, and she won by four lengths in 157.3. And suddenly, a light kind of clicked in my head. I did own 5% of her at that time, but a light clicked in my head that, hey, this filly's got some ability if we can keep her on the raceways and the real racetracks, not the county fairs. I figured they would quit and end the season with her at that point. And Ty said, we're selling her. And Ty had a larger percentage than Cedar Point Beach did. So she went up on Ongate, and I talked to some of the partners. So, guys, if you want to keep her, I'm planning to buy her back. It's a move I've never done before in my life. And we were able to buy her for $5,200, which is not a lot of money for a racehorse. We raced her two more times at Northfield just to kind of shake her down. And she had all kinds of things wrong with her. She had bad teeth. She had a raw mouth from fighting severe bits. She just had a very sour attitude. She tried to break Andy's hand the first time he went to hitch her. She tried to lay down on the racetrack. She just had a horrible attitude. There's a word I would use that we can't say on the radio. Let's just put it that way. So we quit with her. Because of that bad attitude, we brought her back in the swimming pool. Tried to keep her away from the racetrack for the first 3 months and brought her back just swimming, and she came back in good shape, got her teeth done, did all the work on her mouth, and she started training down like a condition claimer, which is what we thought she would be. And we thought we'd make a little bit of money with her as a condition claimer. And she trained down really well. She qualified very, very fast. She dropped about 4 seconds from her best training mile, which is not something you want to do with a young horse. But Case Bateson, who drives her, and he works for Scott Betts, our trainer, Case said, I didn't do anything. I just sat behind her, and she did it on her own. That's when we thought, hey, maybe we've got something here. And she was good in her first couple of starts. We had nominated her to the Buckeye Stallion Series. I like to joke that the Buckeye Stallion Series for us was our Harvard, our reach school. Now, in Ohio, for the folks who don't know, there's the Ohio Sire Stakes, which is the top division. The Buckeye Stallion Series is the second division. But we thought maybe if we got lucky, maybe we'd be able to race her in that a couple of times and make some money. So we ship her to Northfield, and she's 20-something to one, and she finishes second, beating a photo. I'm walking on air at that point, needless to say. And, you know, the season just progressed, and she just kept getting better and better. And we knew the top eight were going to get into the final. Top eight who declared in were going to get into the final. And we knew one horse was out because she hadn't raced for 45 days. So she wasn't eligible because she would have had to qualify. And we knew one of the other horses was obligated to race in the Ohio Sire Stakes final because she was also in the top point standings there. So we knew we were going to be the eighth horse in. And we were the last horse in. And then Saturday happened. So, yeah, pretty. Oh, and then, I'm sorry, not to ramble here, but I find out from the folks at Ohio State ATI that when they filmed her yearling video, she knocked over multiple fences. The fact that this filly is racing, it's just and racing as well as she is, it's a testament to Scott Betts as a trainer. It's a testament to young Case Bateson as a driver. He doesn't get a lot of driving opportunities, and when he does at the Meadows, he's usually a third or fourth choice when Dave Pallone or Aaron Merriman are listed on multiple horses. In four starts at Northfield this year, he has 3 seconds and a win. That's a pretty good UDRS.
No question about it. Well, Keith, with all that being said, now you're a Buckeye Stallion Series champion with this horse. Where does she go from here? What do you envision the end of her three-year-old and the beginning of her four-year-old season looking like?
Well, as this is being taped, so I can't say for sure, but we just found out that she has been named AE1, also eligible one, to the $125,000 Courageous Lady, which is Northfield's top three-year-old filly pace, comes up this Saturday. What that basically means is if one of the other horses in the race drops out, gets sick or something like that, and of course we don't wish that on any, but there's a possibility that she'll be racing for $125,000 Saturday night. If not, we'll probably put her in. She's still eligible. The non-winners of 4 pure mutual races lifetime. So we'll race her probably. We wanted to give her 20 starts this year. She sits at 16. We'll give her 3 or 4 more starts this year. The goal now is to, if we can get lucky, maybe make 100,000 with her. She's sitting at about 75 or 70, I think, right now. We need to get lucky to get to that. But she's just been such a treat, the partners. And I should point out, you know, we talk all week on the Delaware broadcast about fractional ownership. I'm the majority partner. Scott did buy in, and Andy bought in because of the loss in time angle. And then we have about a half dozen other former owners who were own pieces or with Cedar Point Beach who stayed on. And we have 2 or 3 new partners who came on. including my two grandchildren, who each own 1% of our honor defense.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, Keith, listen, congratulations. I know, and I could just tell the passion in your voice. We're talking to one happy owner right now, and that's, you know, it's great. It's obviously a testament to you guys, but also a testament to how far the state of Ohio has come in terms of making, you know, listen, providing lucrative opportunities for horse owners, no matter how much of a fraction you own.
Yeah, you don't have to spend a lot of money. We actually bought her full brother as a yearling, just a yearling this year. But there's a lot. I was looking at that Buckeye Stallion series, and they showed the yearling prices. There were an awful lot of horses in those finals in all categories who sold for between $8,000 and $20,000. So that's an accessible number, especially with fractional ownership being such a big thing now. I know a lot of the trainers are now selling smaller pieces of horses, not in formal fractional programs, but in order to, you know, get new owners involved in the sport.
All right. Well, listen, Keith, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Best of luck moving forward, and we will certainly keep an eye on our honor defend in the weeks and months ahead.
Thank you, Mike. Great talking to you.
Boy, the proud emotion of a horse owner, especially when they win the big race. Congratulations to Keith Gisser and the owners of our honor defend, victorious in last Saturday's Buckeye Stallion Series final for three-year-old Philly Paces. All right, I don't know where this time has gone here for the show. It's been a blast talking to Kenny Livingood and Keith Gisser, and it's been a blast talking to each and every one of you guys out there on the listening, however you may be listening on my FM, my 96.7 FM, WDLR, or AM 1270, or streaming live on my967.net. This program is brought to you by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, win in Ohio. The Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science. And Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. See you next Saturday morning.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.